Mr. Finley, you want to start us with a prayer?
Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you for the blessings you brought upon us. We thank you for Taney County. We thank you for these that are all willing to serve in Taney County. And we pray, God, that you be with each and every one of us today, that you give us wisdom and courage and just help us to make a decision to be pleasing to you. We want to lift up those that we know might need your helping, healing, and encouraging hand, God, and you know each one of those better than we might. And we just lift those and put them in your hands. Pray for the wisdom for our state and federal government also, God, that they would be making great decisions for you again today. Pray that you'd just be with us, continue to watch over us. These things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Mrs. Wyatt, do you want to lead us?
I want to say something right. Ben's, he says, I lead. I want to point out, when you look at it's one nation under God. There's no comma if you look at it. Thank you.
You want to lead us in a Pledge of Allegiance?
A Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He's calling the Western Commissioner in. He's going to be on the phone until he gets here.
Hello.
Brandon, it's Mike. I'm going to call the Taney County Commission meeting to order. Monday, February 5th, 2018. No one signed up for public comment. Any commission remarks? Approval of accounts payable.
I make a motion to approve accounts payable checks number 448348 through 448412. And two journal entries, no warrants.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
I make a motion to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 29th, 2018.
I make a motion.
That one had like 4 sets of or 3 sets of. There's some small changes. On that last one, what were the changes, do you know?
I remember one of them was a spelling on a name. I don't, the last one, April, I read them after.
I read them, but I couldn't see a change. But so it might have been a spelling somewhere. There was no change in the meaning of the minutes or anything, though, right?
Not to my knowledge, no. When I read them, I didn't find any errors in them, the last one.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Is that January 29th?
January 29th.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes of January 29th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
With the executive minutes.
We also have executive minutes for January 29th, 2018.
Move to approve the executive minutes for January 29th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointments for the Board of Adjustments. We have three applicants. This is for the term of January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2022. It's four-year terms. We have Mr. Starrett here. We have three applicants. We have David Hurd, Rosalind Slavic, Neil Murphy.
I only knew of Mr. Hurd from last week, so I guess the other two have turned him in since then.
Let's see. I don't see a date on here when it was turned in. I guess there's...
I think Neil's had one turned in, but I think the Rosalind one was a new one, Shanna said, this week.
Yeah, I think it come around...
Yep, January 30th, 2018. Okay.
And then David's had an application in. I gave him a call, see if he's still interested, and he was.
Were you guys able to, do you guys want to make a decision now, or do you want to talk to the two new ones? Or I know one of them. I think the two that I know, either one of them would probably do a great job. So there's one individual I don't know.
Do you have any preference of those that you are aware of?
I don't. I've not talked to either one of them, so I don't know about this, you know, specific board appointment.
Scott, do you have any input?
Yeah, Brandon, I haven't talked to Neil or Rosalind, but I did talk to David. I felt like he'd make a real good board appointment with his background. He's in the building industry and has been for quite some time. He's come in, got some permits in the past couple of years that I visited with him, but I knew him years past. I think he would probably fit the niche that we need in that board right now. But that'd be my recommendation of the ones that I've seen for the applications.
On the Board of Adjustment now, you have, what is it, Mr. Kitchen? And then, who else on that board right now? I forget.
Dan Boone, he's chairman. Howard Kitchen, Tony Mullins, Trent Edwards.
Okay.
Is Trent a realtor?
No. Trent owns Buster's Old Time Photography.
Okay.
He and his brothers. Dan is the realtor.
Okay.
So I'd say that with what Mr. Hurd does and his background might be a good kind of help round that out, wouldn't it?
That was my thoughts, and that's why when I looked through the past applications that I gave him a call. And I did call a couple others that were on there, and they kind of overcommitted at this time.
No.
And didn't want
to. No, I don't have a problem with Mr. Hurd at all.
Okay.
I didn't know if Mike and Sheila, if you guys had a chance to look into it.
I just Googled Mr. Hurd on, I think it said he was the Ozark Mountain Builders, and that's the only knowledge that I have there. And I know Rosalind Salvik from at meetings. And they both seem to have a great interest in it. And then I know the other one from meetings also, Mr. Murphy.
Does Rosalind, does she live on Windy Ridge?
Does she live what?
On Windy Ridge, Mike, do you have her?
Yeah, name? It's one. Yeah, Windy Ridge Drive, yeah.
That'd be put, I mean, I don't know if this would matter, but she probably lives a few hundred feet from Howard, same subdivision. So we're starting to get a lot of appeals from that subdivision on the back of the rentals. So you'd have two board members that live right in the same subdivision.
Okay, I thought she was over in a different section.
Well, I mean, it's just right next to it.
So you're feeling for the most rounded board?
Mm-hmm.
It's fine, Mr. Hurd, is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
That'd be my recommendation.
Well, it was a 4-year term. When did it?
Yes.
I don't care to make the motion. I just don't remember what the date was.
January 1, 2018 to December 31st, 2022.
2022?
Uh-huh.
It'd be 21, right?
No, 20. Well, it'd be 4 years. 22. So it'd be 22.
No, it'd be December 31st, 21.
21.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Move to appoint Mr. Hurd to the Board of Adjustment for a 4-year term starting January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2021.
Right.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Scott. We have next on the agenda the early retirement insurance discussion. And I have received an email back from Mr. Akers, and basically he had there were some additional questions from the group, and he has submitted them to the enrollment director for review, and he does not have those questions answered back. He does have approval from the leadership or retirees as eligible class of employees under the following understanding. He's got approval from be intended for eligible retirees moving forward, include those age 55 to Medicare eligibility. There is currently only one person who would be considered eligible. I assume someone pending retirement, have underwriting requirements and potential pricing adjustments to finalize if they wish to proceed. So I'd like to table this until next week because we are waiting for some additional questions. I think that we have other questions that need to be answered. And one is whether or not once the retiree reaches Medicare eligible, whether the spouse could continue on with medical coverage.
Gotcha.
So.
And the other one is in regard to the fee amount, like Colbert has 2% added on. And this is a new thing I had not heard before when we discussed this, and in his last email, he said, if you choose to do so,